Item number 8 from the Manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, requesting an amendment to the Professional Services Contract Agreement with Lixon and Hansel for legal services subsequent to the UWM Innovation Park land closing.
Mr. Dillman.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Just a brief review. We closed the UWM transaction, as you recall, in February of 2011. And in turn, although the closing took place, the county realized $5 million of the $13.55 million and took a mortgage of $8.55 million. So we retain an interest in the land. That's why I say that although the closing has been completed, the legal oversight and maintenance continues, and in fact, initially continues quite feverishly, in that as the program initially advances, there are a lot of requests relative to installation of infrastructure, building the business incubator building that used the federal EDA grant. We will be seeing the Mandel project and the Eschweiler buildings. All of those require releases of the county's mortgage. And in turn, that's a legal kind of a review process that protects the county in that the requests that are made to release those portions of land from the mortgage aren't done haphazardly. So it's a very much a protection item. So as a result, those continue. They will continue. And we are requesting that the current contract, the legal professional service contract, be increased by $20,000. And simultaneously, we'll be increasing the attorney's contract with Mr. Evans, Attorney Roy Evans, who acts as co-counsel on this project. And in turn, to date, we've achieved 18% of professional service DBE participation.
Questions or comments by committee members? Supervisor Weisheim.
Does anybody know the meaning of "do not exceed"? I just get a little irritated with some of these contracts. We're starting to get to a point now. We have $85,000 worth of legal expenses. And that wasn't the image that was portrayed to us at the beginning. And that's, I guess, I would have preferred that somebody come to us at the beginning and say, okay, we need to set aside $100,000 for legal expenses, not give us this, facade of, okay, it's only up to $50,000 and that'd be it. And I just constantly, I see this, and I guess in the future, but I can tell you I'm going to be very leery about any more of this stuff that comes before us that's not to exceed, because that seems to be the big red flag that says, yes, they will exceed it. They're just going to come back 3 months or 6 months or 12 months from now and ask for more money. We're going to make them go through the effort of coming in front of this committee and asking us for more money. So I'm just very disappointed in all of this, because I was not in favor of the Innovation Park, to put it mildly, and I just think that was one of the things in the past was, we're just going to do this, it's only going to be, we'll probably never spend $50,000, no big deal, here we are, now double the cost of what's before us almost, and we're asked that, like, this money just grows on trees or something. We don't have money. We had block grant earlier. There was a lot of very good projects that we probably won't fund, and because we will tell them we don't have $20,000 for this or $15,000 for that, but we have no problem, throwing another $20,000 on top of the bonfire when it comes to legal fees. So I guess that's my comment on it, and I would just, could we get at least some kind of like itemized bill to explain to us what we're paying for as this comes up?
Mr. Dillman, I had some of the same concerns that Supervisor Weisheim had, and you explained them to me. Would you please repeat that explanation? Because I think it's helpful for the committee.
Right. Madam Chair, Supervisor, the ordinance has a threshold of $50,000. At the time that, in turn, this started was 2007, and that was the negotiation phase and the creation of all the documents that came before you and, in turn, to get to closing. at that point in time, it was unforeseeable as to how much legal input was necessary to get this most complicated transaction in front of you. In fact, it took beyond $50,000 to get to closing. I mean, this was very complicated. At the time Corporation Counsel entered into this contract, they established an amount that they thought was suitable at the time, thinking that if, in fact, it needed more, it would come back before you. It just so happens that the complexity of this and the ongoing requirement for oversight to protect the county in the case of having a large mortgage is really necessary. And I certainly am sensitive to the comments. It's just that we need to have the appropriate oversight in order that people don't come to us and frivolously ask for release of the mortgage that we have on the land that basically is guaranteeing that the $8.55 million would be paid. So I'm sensitive to the comment. It's just that this is a necessity in the sense of making sure that the county is adequately protected. And it's not that we've excluded Corporation Counsel. They are a part of this. What we do is the front legwork on all these requests, hash through the legal paperwork, and in turn, when it comes time to present it to you and in turn to get execution, Corporation Counsel is included. I guess I just defer to the fact that this is one of those things where to achieve these kind of transactions, it takes these kind of expenditures.
And I also believe he asked about the invoices. Do you want him to answer that part too?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, if we could get some, I just, you know, I'm going to, I guess, at this point, you know, have to move forward with this project. It's not that, you know, we need the legal services. So I understand what they're for. I guess my comments are I would like a realistic approach at the beginning. And it just seems that constantly not to exceed means absolutely the opposite. It means they will exceed it. They will just come back in the future and ask you for more. So that was my commentary on that, and if we could get on that. And for, I guess, you know, the executive's office in the future, you know, I guess maybe it's time to look at maybe Corp Counsel needs to add some greater real estate expertise, because I would rather pay, you know, an in-house county, you know, lawyer, legal person with real estate expertise, you know, the 100,000 plus benefits a year to monitor these kinds of things for us to protect our interests. Because if we're at the point where UWM, this Innovation Park, if we're worried about them doing frivolous things, you know, God help us when it comes to other people we're doing business with. So I would just, you know, that's my comment on that. And like I said, if we could get a simple bill to explain what we're paying for, it would be nice.
Supervisor Roman-West.
I just have a real quick comment, and I just, for the department, I just think it's, you're in a situation where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Because I, as a two-term member of finance and audit, have sat there and said, what do you mean you don't have a price tag attached to this? You know, and in this case, you know, there was a good faith effort to bring forward a number so that you're not coming and sitting down going, can I get a blank check? And it just so happens that, you know, that number was off. In a $1.8 billion budget, I think, you know, $50,000 is not a egregious amount. But, you know, I just wanted, you know, to say that I think sometimes we do put our departments in a pickle because we are asking them to kind of look into the crystal ball and foresee the future. And you just can't always do that accurately. So, and I know with legal fees, we've always kind of had this argument amongst ourselves. I know when we were going through the whole thing with Chairman Holloway, you know, when do you just cut the cord and say, that's it, we've already spent $250,000 and we're not going to spend any more? And there were people on the board that were like, no, absolutely, let's keep going. And, you know, and so I think, again, in order for us to make sure that Milwaukee County is protected and our interests are protected, I also like to say that I think Supervisor Wyshon is onto something in regards to getting someone with some, you know, real estate expertise, and that handling it in-house to me seems the way that we should, you know, we should be looking to go. You know, that happened back in 2004 when we were all looking around the table at each other going, how come we don't have somebody with in-house who knows how to do insurance and benefits for our employees up in HR? And then we decided that, you know, we were going to make our own, you know, personnel division, and that's what we did, our benefits division, and that's what we did. So I think it is something that would be cool of the county executive to take a look at in, you know, in the next budget and say, I think we're to the point where we have enough real estate transactions going on that it you know, it would pay for itself. And so I agree with Supervisor Weisshahn in that aspect. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Dillman, in combination of both those comments, one of the things that I had asked you that relates to this is the issue of this is a contract that started in 2007, and this is not the first instance where we've had a contract that's kind of rolled over, you know, multiple times in order to meet ongoing needs. And I asked at that point, once that we'd gotten to the five-year mark, had the department thought about RFPing it over again and restart, you know, looking at it again? And in this situation, you felt that the cost of a new firm coming in, trying to have to do all the background learning that they would have to do to do that would be so to get them to the same place where their current firms are would cost the county significantly more money on top of the extension, so that in this case that wasn't warranted. But I do think, and I accept that totally, at least myself I do, but I guess what's maybe for the future, I agree with Supervisor Roe West about it's hard to predict 5 years out a department, whether it's Corp Counsel or your department or anyone, saying 5 years from now we may still need them and it may be this additional cost. But once this starts to roll over, you know, a contract that started 2007, once it keeps going on, it might be helpful to either to have as part of the additional authorizing legislation a new reassessment as to what should be in the contract, and you know, whether the contract itself needs to be updated with a new timeline and a new anticipated length of time, because versus it just coming forward with that next extension. And I think you've done that with some of our development agreements. You know, you've said, well, we need this extension, but we're probably going to need another, and we're probably going to need another. At least that in these instances might be more helpful, because then we don't have expectations that it's going to end faster than it really does. But I appreciate it. Supervisor Weisshahn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one last point. I don't have a problem with any of the quality of the legal work that was done or anything like that. Like I said, this is at the beginning. And I think people have to recognize that Milwaukee County didn't do anything in this process. The reason we have a mortgage is because, you know, UWM or the Innovation Park sat there and said they had the money. They went to the city of Wauwatosa and said they had the money. Then they magically came back here and said, oh, we don't have any money. And so that's why we have, you know, the mortgage situation. So it's been actions by Innovation Park that has put us in a situation where we have to, you know, they didn't write us a check for $13 million. We wouldn't have all these legal services. So, it was the people that wanted to purchase the land that caused us to run this bill. So, like I said, I don't have any problem with legal services. I just want to know the stuff up front, and I think what we've received currently has been excellent legal services. It's, like I said, this up to issue.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson.
Madam Chair, I move approval of item number 8.
There is a motion to... Go ahead, sir.
I just want to clear something up. I believe Roy, as well as myself, every single hour that we have billed has been on a monthly basis in invoices that were given to the county. We were not part of any discussions as to a not-to-exceed number that may have been given by Corporation Counsel at the beginning 5 years ago when this started. I wasn't asked to estimate how much this was going to cost at all.
Okay.
We've just been sending bills on an hourly basis for work performed. It's all there. We can reproduce them if you want. It's not like we're saying, well, we're not quite there to our $50,000. That is not the case at all.
Thank you. And you don't need to reproduce those. The county has that in the information. It can get it to the supervisor. And I know legal bills are always are, you know, unless there's some error that no one knew about, they're all looked at, and DAS has approved them before they're paid, et cetera. So I'm sure we can get those for the supervisor. The not to exceed amount is fairly common in the county contracts, and it's an internal process we put on. But I do appreciate that hearing that that in this case there really wasn't discussion with you folks about how long this might take, and that frankly in the future that might be helpful, because if they're contracting with you as attorneys knowledgeable in this area, it probably would have been a good idea to get an original estimate of how many years you might need oversight might be needed by specialized legal teams.
We wouldn't have predicted 4 years.
I wouldn't have predicted.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't believe there was any implication of inappropriate billing or anything like that at all. It was more just through with our own internal processes, the recurring not to succeed going past that. So. All right. There is a motion by Supervisor Johnson to approve the resolution before us. So please call the roll.
Supervisors Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 9, Madam Clerk.